Vicky Ludwig with Roots and Radiance. I have in studio with me Pastor Joycelyn. She's going to introduce herself in a second, but I think without needing any introduction, you already know who she is. She's blessed us tremendously this weekend with her presence and with her faith. Mom, there is an audience out there. Would you please introduce yourself?
It's me.
Oh, yeah.
I am Joycelyn Yvonne Purnell Henderson, and what an absolute honor and a tremendous privilege to be here. Vicky, I honor the Lord for you and your life and your character.
Thank you. Thank you
very much. You're welcome.
So I should not be crying on
camera. No, we're not crying today. Well, maybe.
I just want to ask you a few questions and all this will go from there.
So, all righty.
What was the moment that you realized you had to start writing your first book?
Well, because we do a lot of travel doing marriage conferences. My husband had a 21-day fast, and the Lord gave him some different messages. And we just believed that it was key that the body of Christ understand what the covenant of marriage is.
Yes.
And so I believe that probably would have been what prompted us to start writing. So we wrote the covenant of marriage, then communication and marriage, and then, you know, the rest of the books.
And in those marriage books, what was the hardest parts for you to write about?
I wrote one also called Forgiving God's Way.
Oh, yeah.
And that's probably one of the hardest ones that I've written, because sometimes we want to forgive people based on, you know, how we feel, what we think, you know, how much they hurt us, of what we think they should have, what it could have did. God has a way of forgiving, and he shows us that way. And my situation, I believe, was unique.
Yes.
You know, I think all of us think that our situation is unique. But when we really look in God's word, no situation is unique to continue to hold unforgiveness with people.
Oh, yes.
And so I had to let the caged bird go and found out it was me. I was caged. They had me all in bondage.
Oh, yes.
So that was probably the hardest one of writing.
That is a wonderful book. I'm only halfway through now, but it is a wonderful, wonderful
Thank
book.
Thank you.
I'm forgiving now. It's a very practical book as well.
Yes, it is.
Going through the steps, how to do it, when to do it, you know. Don't think about it, just do it.
Just do it.
God's word is saying. So
mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful manual. So
thank you.
Thank you for writing that book and for being obedient. Most of the times, it's about obedience.
Yes, it is.
You know, God blesses obedience. It doesn't matter if we do it in how we do it or how it comes out. He will perfect it.
Yeah, he will.
We can never.
And when he tells us to do something, we have to do it his way.
Oh, yes.
Not our way, but his way. And I think that was key, even the title, Forgiving God's Way.
Yes.
God's got a way of telling us how to forgive.
Oh, yeah. My book, the idea was actually that you would have been able to read it, and it just took so much longer, so that you would be able to comment on it. But now you'll just get to spend some time and tell yourself. But even in that book, when I was writing, there's so many chapters. I started writing about 7 months ago. In last year, November, God had given me the title and everything. And,
wow.
And I would write the chapter, and then I would write, and then he would just say, oh, no.
Do it all.
I need you to be, this is what I want you to write about. And it was tough, because I would sit some days and say, I don't want people to know that about me.
Yeah.
But
you know, when you think about it, Pastor Vicky, everything is open and naked before the Lord.
Oh, yes.
And we sometimes get so hung up with people. You know, and I understand, you know, that is certain things because of privacy that we want to hold on to.
Yes.
But when we openly, transparently allow God to use us, that's when he can perfect everything that he has started in us.
Oh, yes.
And I'm grateful. None of the things that I've written about am I ashamed of.
Yes.
I'm very grateful that God will take every. There is a song, and I try to sing it often. And it talks about every tear at the altar.
Oh, yes.
God sees every tear at the altar. And whether
that's
all
wasted.
Right. None of it is wasted.
Yes.
And so none of it was wasted, even though sometimes it might feel like it.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. It meant to that. Do you believe people can truly change, or do you think we just manage who we are better?
Well, I think that when the Son of Man, who the Son of Man has set free, it is free indeed. Truly, I believe that that is exactly what has to happen with every individual. We must have a meeting with God.
Oh, yes.
One meeting with God will, and I'm not talking about just coming to the church.
Yes.
We have to rise up and begin to be the church. The church is God's body. And that body, when he sets it free, then you're free indeed. So, yes, I believe that every individual must have that meeting.
Yes.
And when they have that meeting, then and only then does life truly begin.
Yes. We cannot see God and be the same.
Cannot. One glimpse of his glory. Oh, come on now.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Just one glimpse.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the Lord is. Come on here.
So this is a deep question.
Okay, deep question.
What did telling your story cost you?
Well, I think if I had to measure it in a cost, it probably cost me. Even as Jesus said when he went to the cross at Calvary, he said, "It is finished." And for me, I think that it cost me everything. It cost me being transparent and open. It cost me, it could be someone that may read it, that you know may have been part of my story.
Oh, yes.
And so it has cost me, but even with that, God pays very, very well. Several of my books have went to what we call the 15 and 20 thousands in sales.
Yeah.
And I'm very grateful, not necessarily for the material aspect of it, tells me that the amount of people that it will reach. And I'm grateful that if he can use whatever it is that I've written, that no other woman, no other man, no other boy or girl have to go through and suffer what I may have gone through.
Yes.
And then at the end of one of my books, I call them my heroes.
Yeah.
You know, so often we look at people because they may have done things or said things or handled, you know, us in a way. God would take all of that, though, and use it for his glory.
Oh,
and I am so grateful that he is using it for his glory. So I know now it's me.
Yes.
I know who I am.
It's me. You know, sometimes we labor. We go through something that it doesn't have to take us 40 years.
No, it doesn't.
Israelites. But we labor, and sometimes at the end of it, I think Pastor Walter said this so beautifully. Sometimes it's to reveal something in you.
Well, yes, it is.
So for me, when I wrote, when I started writing, it was, I said, Lord, if it only changes one person's life, it's enough for me.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, and so often we have a beam, we have a little... Somebody else got a little stick in their eye.
Yeah.
And we have a beam in ours because we're so judgmental.
Oh, yes.
And God has said, no, I want to get that beam out of your eye so that you can see the way in which I see.
Oh, yes.
So very grateful.
So, Mom, if you could say something to, I would say, all our listeners, because they're not only women, they are they're everywhere. So if there's one thing that you can say to them today when we record this, what would it be?
Well, you know, I love David, the Bible character David, because David had did so many things wrong. And David did so many things correct. I often say he was the only human being in the Bible that I've read that says that he was a man after God's heart.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I, from that juncture is where I look at my life and I say, you know, all the things, I was crazy. For all of you all looking at this, I was crazy. And the thing that God would take a crooked stick and make that crooked stick straight.
Oh, yes.
That God would take a heart that was broken and would mend that broken heart. And then he would give me a life that is so full of joy and abundance.
Yes.
I honestly now understand what my name means.
Yes.
Jocelyn is joyous.
Oh, yes.
And I try to walk in the joy of the Lord at all times. Do I feel joyful all the time? No. But I take God's word as literally as being true.
Yes.
The word of the Lord in Psalms 5, verse 12, which is one of my 122 plus 66 plus 77 most favorite scriptures.
Yeah.
And David says it this way. Surely, O God, you will bless the righteous.
Oh, yes.
And you will surround them with favor like a shield.
Yes.
I believe God has placed a favor shield around me. I love people. I love the gospel.
Yes.
And I love the Lord. And because of that, that favor still is around me. Because of the fact I've tried to live righteous, not perfect, but righteous.
Yes.
And I'm very grateful for a right standing with the King of Glory.
Well, your presence here in Namibia, Windhoek, has blessed us tremendously.
Oh, you've been a blessing for us, though.
I know all of us on this side, and we're anxious. No, we're not anxious. We are excited about when you will come again. And just to keep on building this ministry up and to be a part of each other's lives. You have really, really blessed us. Thank you.
Thank you. Father, can I just pray for this ministry? Father, we just thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh.
Oh, yes.
Your word has already declared that you will give us every good and perfect gift that is needed here in the kingdom of God. I thank you for this hand that I hold to the right of me. I pray for Pastor Vicky as well, she's actually my daughter, and also for Pastor Matt, which my only son's name is Matthew. And I am so grateful, God, for the work that they're doing here in this place, in that men and women, young people are being reached for the gospel. Will you continue to cause them to open their mouth wide,
yes,
and that you will fill them with your word? I thank you that, Father, that this corner will not be able to hold them in many more days to come,
yes,
that they will be able to go and they will be light in darkness, a city that is set up on a hill, a candle that cannot be hid. I thank you for the privilege and the honor. We give you praise. We give you the highest glory because you alone are our governor. Your word declares it in 22:28 Psalms, you govern all nations.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for governing us. And we bless you indeed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. I love you.
I love you too.